Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of August 2018. Supreme Court has clarified that second marriage would not be void if solemnized during the pendency of appeal filed by aggrieved party against the decree of divorce. Supreme Court, while reiterating that suspension must necessarily be for a short duration, has upheld a Madras High Court judgment that had quashed the disciplinary proceedings against an Inspector General of Police in Tamil Nadu and revoked the suspension. Karnataka High Court has held that employees of the Karnataka Government Secretariat Canteen, KGSD, are not employees of the state government. Jharkhand High Court has declined to extend Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, Chief Lalu Prasad Yadav's provisional bail anymore and directed him to surrender before the court on the 30th of August. Delhi High Court has pulled up the police for not lodging a case of cheating against a real estate firm for cheating several persons by inducing them to invest in its project to build a mall in North Delhi. Delhi High Court, while hearing a plea seeking direction to the government to grant readmission to 42,503 children who failed the Class 10th CBSE exams this year, said that students cannot be thrown out of government schools. Bombay High Court has said that a flat owner cannot recover cost of repairs to his flat from the society. Madras High Court has directed the state government to make it compulsory for all schools having the strength of more than 50 and less than 250 students to hire physical education teachers by fixing the honorarium amount. Delhi High Court, while asking the government to decide the plea of a woman for an alternate plot in lieu of acquired land, has reiterated that two rooms without the basic facility of kitchen cannot be called a house. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Centre and Delhi government, while suggesting digital recording of witness statements and effecting recovery by the Delhi police. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that bail conditions enumerated under second part of subclause 2 of clause B of subsection 1 of section 37 of NDPS Act, which requires a satisfaction of the court, is impossible by extension of any human logic and therefore is an irrational requirement. Allahabad High Court has held that no interest can be levied under the UP Sales Tax Act where the assessee did not admit tax liability by paying the tax by way of protest. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has said that Tata Sons cannot force ousted chairman Cyrus Mistry to sell his shares in the group holding company until his appeal is decided. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has extended the due dates for filing Form GSTR-3B for the months of July 2018 and August 2018 for the taxpayers in the flood-affected areas in Kerala, Kodagu and Mehi.